Daryl Lolan, good morning, and thank you for giving us a bit of your time.
Pleasure.
To discuss your rides. You will be on board Power to Please, on which you had a nice win last time from a very good finish, beating Vol Dreams, but quite a nice ride. And the horse is now running again after this run. How do you find his chances for tomorrow's race?
Well, it was a last start winner, which was pleasing. He'd been showing all the right signs before that race, and I was very happy with his work, and he duly went and won. Admittedly, he came from a bit off the pace and just got up very, very late. This race is actually a tougher race. There's more better horses in the race, but he has to improve to win it. One plus, he's got a good draw in four. I think he won from nine last time, so it wasn't easy. But I'm happy with the way he's training. He seems to have come on for the race. As I said, it's a stronger race. The Deacon will probably be very, very handy. He's tried a fortune. He's there drawn two and three. So I'm drawn four. So we'll have to wait and see what the pace is like.
Daryl, if I can ask you, the other time when you won, the pace was quite a snail one from the first part of the race.
Correct, yeah. And that made his win a bit more, even more impressive.
Yeah, because, full of merit, I
say. Yeah, he did. He had to knuckle down to go and win. And when I give him a few taps behind the saddle, he duly responded very well. And he was motoring, the last 100 metres and just got up, but it was a deserved win and a very gutsy performance.
Yeah, and he looked nice at the track this week also.
Yeah, he's been training well. We've kept him ticking over. We've not overdone him because he's race fit. He's proved that because he went and won last time. So we've just maintained his work rather than overdo him.
And you will be also on board Win a Million, racing now with the seventh draw on 1,000 meters, which is quite complicated.
Yeah, it's not the easiest of draws. Don't Tell Man has drawn six inside me. Simon Jones has also drawn three, who seems a very much improving horse to Simon Jones. He's won twice now with two bad draws, one over 1365, one over 1,000. He seems the class horse of the race. To be honest, Win a Million, he's been training a lot better. He'll come on for his run, what he had last time. He had a few problems, but he's come back from that. He's a favourite horse of mine because he won twice for me last year. So he's relatively fresh as well because he's not had too many races this season. And as you know, it's the end of the season. There can be a few upsets. But as I said, Simon Jones's horse looks pretty strong to me.
And you will be in the last one riding Commodus. You are riding this horse. It's still about a wide draw to work out at the start.
Yeah, I don't think the draw is too much of an issue with him at this moment in time. He's a horse that's run over shorter trips, and he's been outpaced on both of them. Unfortunately, the young shipped Basson last time. Sunil Bandhu, sorry. That horse, Capity Coast, clipped heels and came down. So that was really a non-event. It's 16.50 this time, so I think the distance will help him. But I think maybe he might be better for next year. He's still a baby, he's very raw.
Yeah, still to learn the trade.
He's got to learn the track. He's got to get used to the track and how the track's run and get on the right lead. We put a pair of blinkers on him to make him concentrate this time. So hopefully that will we'll see a bit more improvement. But on his last two runs, I wouldn't say he'd be troubling the leaders at the end, but I think he'll run an improved race. Mm-hmm.
Daryl, you are not riding in the main event of the day, but can you please tell us what are your views about this race?
Yeah, it's a competitive race. I think Ryder Cup is the class horse of the race, and I like Chinese Gold. I think Chinese Gold's a nice horse. He keeps his form very well. Got a very good jockey on. I've always admired Rai as a jockey, and I think it's probably between them two, Chinese Gold and Ryder Cup. There's going to be tight. Mangard's horses seem to be in very good form at the minute. He's maintained their form right through the season, which is not easy to do. But unfortunately, I'm not in the race, but I wish them the best of luck.
Daryl, I would like to thank you for enlightening the racing public. Thank you so much for that.
It's a pleasure.